Good morning, everyone. It's about a little after 8 o'clock here in Pineville, Missouri. Mark has requested that we read and discuss 2 Corinthians chapter 1 today. And so we're going to do that. We're in our favorite scripture passages series. Often when Paul begins writing his letters, he starts with the same kind of greetings. He says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. If Paul was a proponent of free will, he wouldn't have said that. He would have said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by my free will. He never exalted the will of man. He remembered that he was struck down. He was going one way, and God met him on the road to Damascus and struck him down and blinded him for 3 days. And Paul says, Who art thou, Lord? What must I do? And Christ said, Get up, it will be told thee what thou must do. So Paul, his focus is on grace. He says, Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from Lord Jesus Christ. It's not from anywhere else. Faith doesn't originate outside of God. And he also says that the way he receives sustenance and faith and endurance in his tribulation is, he says, God is the one who comforts us in all of our tribulation. We might be able to comfort them which are in trouble. And he says, we are comforted of God. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind, there's an inner peace of glowing and in Christ I can find. Comfort for the soul when life is tough to take. God tells me in his word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, knowing that he has risen, having raised up from the dead. So anyway, Paul goes on and says, the sufferings of Christ abound in us. He says, whether we're afflicted, you know. He says, the only way we can endure these sufferings and be comforted is realizing that all the comfort and all the endurance and all the solace comes from God and him alone. And he realizes that, he goes on and says that if we're partakers of Christ's suffering, that is evidence that we're one of his. Paul even said he had the sentence of death in ourselves. We should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead. A lot of people are putting faith in their own abilities. Putting faith in their education, putting faith in their talents, putting faith in their degrees, putting faith in their money, putting faith in their business. Paul reminds us that it was Christ who delivered us from such a great death. He said it doesn't have anything to do with fleshly wisdom. It doesn't have anything to do with fleshly wisdom. In fact, in another place he calls it dung. Okay. He goes on to talk about his travels into Macedonia and different places.
And
And he says this is done to help establish those in Christ. He says Christ has sealed us, given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. He says that Paul was given to those people so that he could give them, be helpers of their joy. But in the final analysis, he says, by faith ye stand, and it's the faith of Christ. So, as Mark reads through this, just listen to all of the emphasis Paul puts on where this deliverance has come from. It has nothing to do with free will. It has nothing to do with man. It has everything to do with Christ and Him alone. Well, what happened?
Second Corinthians chapter 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in Achaia. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforted us all in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Whether we be afflicted is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual and enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Whether we be comforted is for your consolation and salvation. Our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye also be the consolation. We would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, and so much that we despaired even of life. We had the sentence of death in ourselves, and we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raised the dead. Who delivers from so great a death, and doth deliver in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Ye also help together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks been given by many on our behalf. For rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that simplicity and godliness and sincerity, not with the fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, but more abundantly to you were. We write none other things unto you than what ye read or acknowledge, and I trust you should acknowledge even to the end, as also ye have acknowledged us in part, that we are rejoicing even as ye also are ours from the day of the Lord Jesus. In this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that ye might have the second benefit to pass by you to Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought in my way towards Judea. When I, therefore, was thus minded that I use lightness, the things that I purposed, I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay. But as God is true, our word toward you is not yea and nay. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and yea, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which established us with you in Christ hath anointed us as God, hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet into Corinth. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but our helpers are in joy, for by faith you stand.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark. Hope you all have a blessed day today. And if any of you get this devotional this morning, I'm offering to you a free copy of the book, The Lies of Free Will, in a PDF format. If you want to receive it, go to LarryWPhillips.com. Go to our contact section. Send me your email and say, please send me a copy of your book, The Lies of Free Will, and I'll do that for you. God bless. Mm-hmm.